I have one fundamental philosophical problem with that bill. I really do. In terms of charter schools versus public traditional schools, it's not an apples to apples comparison. If we want to let charter schools really have the opportunity to go in and make a difference, well, then you have to bind them by the same rules as the public school district, and vice versa. If you want to say the public school district, they need to give them the tools to succeed, well, then release some of those boundaries or release some of those constrictions, if you will. So I have a problem with that. Yes, charter schools, they get public school funding, or they get that the state funding, and they're bound to do whatever they need to do. We have to find some way at the end of the day, when they fail, some of those that do fail, they have to have skin in the game themselves rather than come in, try for 5 or 7 years, take the money, doesn't work out, and leave. So that therein lies my struggle. You know, there's not a lot of charter schools in our small counties where we live. So again, it's not an apples to apples comparison to say the public school system in Jefferson County has all the same opportunities that a public school system does in Alachua County. So,
well, you know, the trigger on those is repeated failure.
Correct.
Then you look at the private sector approach. But the critics of this approach say if the public system can't perform with the amount of money allotted, how can the private sector come in, increase performance, and make a profit on top of that? Isn't that an impossible formula?
Well, I think that's why you release the constrictions on some of the private sector. And that's where you see where the unions don't come into play. Because union pay in Franklin County, great example, it's hurting their district in a bad way. And where, you know, we do want good pay for the teachers, and I always thank teachers like soldiers. And I mean that sincerely. I always thank them for their service. It's a thankless job in both cases. But, you know, when the union comes in and demands that there's a 5% increase in pay for a small district, say like Lafayette County, who just doesn't have the money, how does that work? It's not going to work. And so you put an unnecessary burden on that public school system to pay this and the increases that the state mandates on top of their regular pay with performance bonuses. And it's just not realistic. And so a charter school can come in and do that. So again, let's change that game. Well, let's pull the public school system out and say, fine, you don't have to do that. But then they're going to be succumbed to the unions every time. The charter schools, they can fight that, where the public school system can't.
You know, in Northwest Florida, a lot of your constituents are conservative. They may like this business approach, but at the same time, you know, they're not in favor of it when it comes to the prison system, right?
You know, it's a great point, but I don't think it's a fair comparison, because you're talking about teaching and educating and helping kids versus incarcerating those who have committed a crime against the state of Florida. That doesn't mean to say that privatization works in the prison, but I think that a deal is a deal is the most important thing to remember there. You know, you go back and the county gave up an asset that they had in exchange for a prison system funded by the state that comes back and helps them do the community stuff that they can't afford to do. So I don't think it's fair to go back on a deal that was made 10 or 15 years ago for a county like Jefferson County, Taylor County. You got to remember, House District 7 has 9 prisons. This district is the largest district with more prisons than anybody else, not even close. The next guy comparable is 4. That's it. So you have to remember those deals that were made 20 years ago and where the county gave that up in exchange for, hey, man, but we need these prisoners in here to come in and do the work that we want. They finally have come around and gotten the raise to the DOC officers that they needed. And it's something that I fought hard for 5 years. And I remember 2 years ago I said, we got to do something different in our attack on this. And this year, my plan, we did something completely different. We took the judiciary approach chairman to as many prisons as he would come and took everybody on that entire committee to the prisons. And you know what they all said? Wow, I had no idea. I had no idea what these guys go through and what they have to deal with and the amount of tools and resources they have available. And guess what? It worked. So, hey, it took 5 years to do it, but I'll take it over nothing. And so wish we could do more. But, it's an important resource to the community. And so that's one of the things where the state invests in. And I just don't see privatization working in every case.